there wasn't a place where Spanish-speaking folks could go and listen to, you know, the top headlines of what's happening in the state. There wasn't a place that's accessible, that you can just tune in, press play, and listen.
Welcome to Cattlecast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dimstra.
The news connects us, informs us, and inspires us. Access to the news is vital to our communities, and yet many of our Spanish-speaking residents have been underserved by traditional media. Enter Que Onda Michigan, which translates as What's Up Michigan. It's a podcast produced by WKAR that reports the top headlines that focus on the people and issues most important to Michigan's Latinx community. With us today is the host of the podcast and WKAR's bilingual Latinx stories reporter, Michelle Jokish Polo. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here with you.
This is the first and only show of its kind in Michigan. What inspired you to start it?
Yeah, so we are, like you said, we are the first and only Spanish language news podcast in the region, in the state. And what really inspired me to start this is exactly that. There wasn't a place where Spanish-speaking folks could go and listen to, you know, the top headlines of what's happening in the state. There are a few print newspapers in the region that are in Spanish, but there wasn't a place that, you know, that's accessible, that you can just tune in, press play, and listen. I saw that as not only, you know, an opportunity, but also a gap, a need. The community deserves to know the news in their language, news that matter to them. And that's essentially what inspired us to start the podcast.
Well, you talk about news that matters to them. With so much happening in the world, how do you choose what topics to report on?
That's a really good question. Essentially, we look at all the news that are happening in the state, and we look at what are some of the most important things. Like right now, we're looking at elections. Elections are less than a month away. And folks not only need to know who are the candidates in their ballots, they also need to know how to vote. And since we have so many options these days, there's absentee voting, there is, you know, getting your absentee ballot either via in person or online, and folks don't know how to do that. Many, I think even some of us English speaking folks, it's hard to parse through all of that information. And so, you know, we essentially just try to be practical and think of, okay, what's the most important news right now happening? What are, you know, English speaking folks thinking, talking about? What are other news outlets covering? And finding a happy medium of like, this is really, really important for the communities, you know, in the case of election coverage.
And with it, with the podcast being released, what kind of impact have you noticed?
That's a great question. You know, the impact, when we first launched Que Onda Michigan, people were really excited because there wasn't an opportunity to tune into news. And I think they didn't have like high expectations, and we blew them out of the water because our work is really narrative nonfiction. Mm-hmm. We want to make it interesting for our community to tune into the news. So, for example, you can think of elections and think like, oh, like that's kind of like a dry topic.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, there's an opportunity to make it a very interesting topic when, you know, for example, in Michigan, we have one of the most expensive races happening in the state. And that's interesting. Think about what all goes into that. And let's use that to tell a story.
I like that, I like the that you use narrative nonfiction. That's actually from the library world. It's huge in publishing right now as well, too, and there's a lot of interest. And so is that impact that you've seen with that narrative nonfiction approach, is that what you expected?
I think what I expected was that, you know, I'm very passionate about narrative nonfiction, and I just hoped that people would find that interesting, and it took off. And, you know, people are subscribed, people listen. We have more than 500 subscribers, and that's not count. You know, those are people that are tuning in week after week. That's not counting the people that like maybe aren't subscribed, but you know, hear us on the radio or tune in through other means. And that's really, really exciting that week after week, even on those weeks where we take, you know, we do repeat episodes or we take breaks for the holidays or whatnot, people are still tuning in to our work and are excited to tune into something that maybe they heard earlier in the year, but it's still relevant to them today.
And recently, Cattle has become the sole underwriter of Kayonda, Michigan, and we're thrilled about this partnership. Starting in January, we'll be developing special episodes about library services for Michigan's Latinx community. Do you think these episodes will have an impact on the mission of Kayonda, Michigan?
Yes. It's so exciting to me that Cattle became the sole and the first underwriter of the podcast. I don't think I ever imagined that would be a possibility. But if you think about it, libraries are such an open, inclusive space for everyone. I was reading an article recently, and like it said that libraries can be the most welcoming and inclusive spaces in our community. And that's exactly, I think it matches well with the mission of Kayonda, Michigan, to provide news and information in a way that matters to the community and in their own language. And I think Cattle, that mission, it matches up with Cattle and the work that you all are doing. And I'm also really excited to dive into some of the resources that Cattle offers to the community and share and impart those resources with our listeners. You know, we're going to be doing a lot of work in the next coming months with Cattle and, you know, connecting with some of your staff, even providing some like stories in Spanish for our listeners, like having someone read them on the radio. And you know, you think, you know, maybe that's not news, but in a sense it is. It brings you respite when we're suddenly surrounded by these like hard news and we need a little break from that. And I'm excited to both partner with Cattle to offer news and also like a respite from news.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. And I'm so glad you talked about the mission and the open access of libraries, because that's what we do when we go out and we look for community partners like yourself who align with our mission and find missions similar to the library. So I'm very glad you recognize that in a way. And speaking of libraries, we always like to end with a library type question. And it doesn't have to be something in your professional work, although it can be. It can be your personal work as well too. And just something that you've read, watched, or listening to just to even relax on the weekend. So do you have a title that you've read recently, watched recently, or listened recently that you'd recommend to our listeners?
Yes. So I'm currently reading Banana Leaves, and it's essays on indigenous communities, and it's talking about decolonizing our spaces and how we build community in a way that is inclusive of everyone. And I think, you know, I'm not indigenous myself, and just learning from the people that were here long before some of us got here and that are still present, and learning about their values has given me respite from everything that's going on in the world.
I love it. That's a great recommendation. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us again today and for all the work that you do to connect with our Latinx community.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
New episodes of Kayonda, Michigan are available Fridays at 3 p.m. on all popular podcast platforms. You can also tune in Saturdays at 9:45 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on 870 a.m. and 102.3 FM.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the Cattlecast podcast and share it with a friend.
Hey there, it's Tyler Reeder, but you can call me Ty the Library Guy. Hey, did you know you can enjoy library titles anytime, anywhere? Yeah, that's right. Thanks to the library's digital collection, you can access audiobooks, music, movies, and more from any mobile device. So stop the subscription shuffle and enjoy great content for free with a library card. That's pretty sweet, if you ask me. Start enjoying Capital Area District Library's digital collection by visiting cadl.org/digital. Until next time, I'm Ty the Library Guy.